Southwark News, Thursday, June 5th, 2014. Mum not housed a year after ruling. Council hopeful a resolution after family widens area. A vulnerable mother and her three children have been sofa surfing over 3 years, despite a ruling last year that Southwark Council had to house them as a priority. Miss Smith, who cannot be named for safety reasons, asked the council to rehouse her after her son received death threats from gang members who said they would kill his whole family. After putting the family up in temporary accommodation for 18 months while the council investigated, they then gave her just 9 days' notice to leave, as they said it was safe for her to return home in 2012. Miss Smith, 41, appealed against the decision, believing that her children could be killed, and last year the local government ombudsman found the council guilty of maladministration causing injustice and recommended they pay her £2,000 compensation and rehouse her in another area. Councillor Ian Wingfield, deputy leader of Southwark Council and cabinet member for housing, said after the report was published in June last year, "We accept the failings identified by the local government ombudsman in their report, and we apologise to the tenant for the distress caused in this regrettable incident. We have agreed suitable compensation and resolved the family's housing situation." But nearly 1 year on, and Miss Smith, who now has a baby to look after, is staying with friends and family in Essex, Kent and South London, while she lingers on the council's housing list. "I don't feel like I'm human," said Miss Smith. "My girls ask me, when are we going to sleep in our own beds? With four children, it's really hard, and I feel like we're a burden." In a cruel twist of fate, the father of two of her daughters, aged 11 and 14, died of cancer last month, and the girls had nowhere they could go with their dying dad to spend time with him in his last weeks. Miss Smith is holding it together for the children, but says it is now more important than ever that they get a permanent roof over their heads. "Life is short and you don't know what's round the corner," she said. "Having a roof over your head is more important than you realise." "I really sympathise with Miss Smith's situation," Councillor Ian Wingfield, Cabinet Member for Housing, said this week. "And over the past 11 months since, we have been looking into her case directly. We have tried to find as many ways as possible to permanently house her and her family." The council say it's been difficult to find a property for Miss Smith because there's only a small part of the borough she feels she would be safe in, and there are currently no family-sized properties available there. "We have none currently on our vacant list," said Councillor Wingfield. "We have offered housing association and temporary accommodation several times in order to give the family a more secure home, but Miss Smith has not taken up the offers. Miss Smith has recently agreed to widen the search area available to us, and she remains the top priority on our waiting list. We are hopeful that we'll find her a suitable home in the near future." Miss Smith says she does not want to take her baby into a hostel and feels safer with friends and family, but is desperate now to be rehoused permanently.